Bob, the Toronto Blue Jays, was this type of offensive production of some of the young players expected for you prior to the season?
Yeah, it's been a good to see. I mean, obviously, big disappointing season, but they've done well, maybe even better than expected. Certainly, raising some hopes, for the future. It'll be a while, but at least it's nice to get excitement, for these young guys.
When you talk, it's going to be a while to get it going. Is that more on the pitching side of it that you have a trouble first, or seeing who will be the starters for this group in a year or two?
Yeah, especially being the AL East. I mean, I think realistically, if I'm talking about 3 years, it's going to take a while. It's not like they got a lot for Stroman or anything like that. Certainly didn't get much for Sanchez. So yeah, it's going to take a while. I would think 3 years would be realistic. It's not going to happen anytime soon.
Bob, let's talk about a young player who's really making some noise, which is Yordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros. I mean, have you ever seen a young guy come in and just demolish a league like he is right now in Major League Baseball?
It's amazing how much great young talent there is in the game. I mean, probably the best young talent maybe in the history of the game. But yeah, particularly doing it for a contender, a great team is expected to win. It's one thing to put up numbers, in San Diego, if you're not doing anything, there's no pressure at all, like it's a tease. But it's another thing to do it in the thick of a division race where you're supposed to win the World Series. So, yeah, very, very impressive.
Bob, I find it interesting you say you don't remember seeing this much young talent in the league. Why are we seeing such an influx of young, talented baseball players this last little while?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's because we're weeding out the older guys a lot quicker or what the reason is. But I talk to baseball scouts all the time, the guys that have made this kind of impact so quickly is stunning. Now, I don't know what the reason is. I mean, maybe because they have a better opportunity than their predecessors. It's incredible what they've done.
We're talking with Bob Nightingale, USA Today Major League Baseball columnist, breaking down where all things are at there. I'm interested to know your thoughts on this situation with Don Mattingly, the manager of the Marlins, and, of course, Jeter. Why would there be a discussion about whether Mattingly comes back or not? It seems to me the team just isn't quite up to Major League standards.
Oh, it's not. I think they're playing games. I think you've got zero chance of coming back. Okay. I think they've already made their mind up and that he's being fired. They just don't want to come out and say that. And I think if, you put Mattingly on a lie detector test, he knows you're not coming back either. So, yeah, I'd be completely stunned if he's back. I think he's definitely fired.
And is he a guy that would be picked up quite quickly as another job assuming he wants to play or a coach again quite quickly?
Yeah, I don't know about that. There's so many guys out there that have never had a chance. I mean, I'm sorry, that had a chance, but not back. I mean, why isn't a Dusty, Baker out there or a Joe Girardi, John Farrell, go on and on. Guys, are still sitting out there. So, Mike Socha. So I'm not sure how quickly I'm not sure if he'll get picked up because there's so many guys already out there without jobs. So, I'm not sure if he'll get a chance to manage again.
Bob, looking at the AL Central, the Minnesota Twins and Cleveland Indians are just having a whale of a season. Is there one thing or other that tips the rest of the season in one of the team's favor for who comes out on top in that division?
The Minnesota Twins certainly have a much easier schedule, much easier. I love what the moves that Cleveland made. I love the Trevor Bauer trade, but the schedule is tough. I think Cleveland's a better team, a more scary team in the postseason, but there's a huge difference in remaining schedule.
When you look at the situation out in the NL Central. I'm a huge Cubs fan, so I'm very interested to know your thoughts between the Cardinals and Cubs. Same kind of question, Nick. And I guess you put Milwaukee in there as well. All teams are fighting for that top spot. You know, is there a way that you could see the Cubs coming out on top, or are they in tough in that division?
Well, I'll tell you what, they should come on top. If they don't, they're going to be looking for a manager, too. They got way too much talent not to win that division. And also, you know, they were much more aggressive than the Brewers and the Cardinals at the trade deadline, not even close. Where people going crazy in St. Louis and some in Milwaukee, too, for not, you know, doing it. You know, Cardinals didn't do anything, and Brewers did just a little bit. So they're underachieving. The Cubs aren't achieving. I can't, you know, they you know, lost the this road series again to Philadelphia. So that's 12 straight road series they've lost, you know, since mid-May. So something's going wrong there. I still expect them. I kept waiting for them to pull away. I'm not sure they run away and hide anymore, but I still think they win the division.
Are you looking at, is that a pitching issue or more of a batting issue for the Cubbies?
I think more hitting. I mean, they got Castellanos from Detroit for practically free. That was a nice, easy pickup. You know, they seem like they made the right moves. But, yeah, it's weird. It seems disjointed. A little bit like the Philadelphia Phillies offense, where you got a lot of great pieces in there, but it's not meshing together.
Bob Nightingale joins us, USA Today, Major League columnist. One more here for you. When you look around, you touched on them a little bit, the Houston Astros. And, you know, they look very strong. Some of the pickups they picked up, specifically from Toronto, some of the pitchers they've got. Is there any reason to believe that they are not able to, you know, meet with the Yankees in the, at least the American League final, and maybe not get past them again?
I mean, I think it'd be a major upset if they don't win the World Series. I just think they're that good. I mean, that 1-4 rotation is unbelievable. You know, 1-5, and you throw Sanchez, what he's done. But, you know, that's just a great lineup, great starters. You know, maybe the bullpen. You know, Suna hasn't been quite the same guy as a year ago. Certainly he struggled the second half. But, you know, I think it'd be a major, major surprise or shock if it's not Astros and Dodgers once again, a 2017 rematch.
All right, Bob, thanks a lot for taking some time with us. We look forward to chatting with you as we get closer to the playoffs for Major League Baseball.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you.